Today's Shiri Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Mem Tes Omid Beis. We actually will start from the beginning of Mem Tes Omid Aleph just to review what we already did yesterday. We're in Simen Lamed Beis. We're in Sif Chaf Hey, and we're dealing with some of the important halachos. If the letters are informed properly, are you a problem with Shalok Yisidron? We went through yesterday the long Mishnah Brura, which gives introduction about some of the dinim of Shalok Yisidron, writing the letters of Tefillin or Mezuzah not in the correct order. There's an obligation to write them in the correct order as opposed to a Sefer Torah. So the Mishnah Brura explained yesterday that if the letters are not formed properly, that they're not recognizable as the letter, and then you wrote a letter after them, so then there's no way to possibly correct that. However, if the letter was formed properly, but there's just a problem with it, and you're erasing the problem, so the letter is not being written now, was written beforehand, that's not a problem with Shalok Yisidron. So the Mechaber began yesterday to give us examples of Kol Ol Shehik Suva Shloka Sikna, a letter that was not written properly, the Ein Surasa letter, doesn't have the right shape on it. And then he gave us examples. If you had the Aleph, that either the upper part of the Aleph or the lower part of the Aleph were not written correctly. And then we continue with the very last words of Mem Tes Omud Aleph. Oh, Shahaya Regel Hey or Regel HaKuf Nogim. Or you have the left-sided leg of the letter Hey or the left-sided leg of the letter Kuf, and they go all the way up to the top of the roof, and they touch the top of the roof. So that letter doesn't look like a Hey or a Kuf anymore. It looks a little bit like a Ches. So therefore, these Surah, these forms of the letter, are not done correctly. Or, oh, Shahaisa Os Achas Chaluk Olishtei Osios. Or you had one letter that was split up, and it looks like two letters. For example, what does the Mechaber mean? Kigon Atzadi Shekosav Yud Nun. The letter Tzadi, at least according to the Ksav of the Beis Yosef, as it's brought down in Dirshu footnote 158, is made up of really a letter Yud on top of a letter Nun. That's the way that Tzadi is written according to the Ksav of the Beis Yosef. So this letter is really two letters, and if you don't have them connected, it looks like you have a Yud and a Nun over there. If you then write any letters afterwards, and then you correct the Yud and the Nun and make it into a Tzadi, that would be Shalok Yisidron. Similarly, Oshin Shekisova Ayin Yud. If you have a Shin, which has the base part that looks a little bit like an Ayin with the two arms on the left and on the right, and then it has another arm in the middle, which is like a Yud, so if you don't have them connected properly, it looks like the Shin is really an Ayin and a Yud. If you then write additional letters afterwards, and then you correct the Ayin Yud to make it look like a Shin, that's also Shalok Yisidron. The Mechaber continues, O Ches Shnei Zainin. If you have two letters Zayin that are right next to each other, the way to make them into a Ches is normally just drawing a little bar or a little hump over there in between the two Zayins, and then you have a Ches. So if you have this done incorrectly and you only write it correctly afterwards by connecting the two Zayins to make it into the Ches, but you wrote letters afterwards, it is no good. It is written Shalok Yisidron. And that's what the Mechaber then says. In any of these situations, the Achar Shekosav Lefon of Chazar V'Siknim, if you wrote letters beyond that point, you go back and make the changes that we talked about now to make the right surah of the letter, this is now Hevi Shalok Yisidron Upsulim. This is no good. However, the Mechaber points out, Avol Hafrida Osios Advukos Achar Shekosav Neim Shaper Domi. But if all you're doing, as we've already pointed out several times, is just making erasure or a rubbing away of the connection between two letters, where each of the letters was already clearly formed and done correctly and recognizable, and all you're doing is making sure that they're mukaf gavil, so then that's not called writing, that's not called ksav, and therefore that's not a problem, Shalok Yisidron. As the Mechaber writes, the kevon sha'os tzuras olel, the letters are already written perfectly well. So, kishimafrida, when you separate the mechaverta from its fellow letter, lo havikikosi, that's not called writing. So that was a bit of a chunk of the Mechaber. So let's look now at the Mishnah Brurah. So we're up to Kuf Yud Zayin, Sivkot and Kuf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah Brurah writes, Nogim, if the letters are touching over here, he's talking about the left leg of the Hay or the left leg of the Kuf is touching the roof. Afilu Nigia Daka Kichur Asara. So the Mishnah Brurah says, any amount of touch, even if it's like a thin thread, a thin hair over here, that's called touching, and that makes it into a ches, and not into a hey or a kuf. In Sivkot and Kuf Yud Ches, the Mishnah Brura writes, the tzadi that is made up, according to the Beis Yosef Ksav, of being a yud and a nun. So he writes, Pirush, shechile kayud mehanun. The yud and the nun are not connected to each other, so it doesn't look like a tzadi. Kokach. Achinira kishne osios, and it has the appearance of being two letters. And in Dirshu footnote 158, he points out, Mishum shebitzadi rowin shame osios prudos, because when you have the tzadi over here written as a yud and then as a nun, so it looks like two separate letters. And therefore, it has the name of a yud and the name of a nun. And now, when you afterwards go and connect them, ush kishim echabron, hariyu kosvon, that's now called writing the letter tzadi, and it's not kisidron because you've written letters after it. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, v'chein b'chol inuch, and all the examples that we gave, the same thing applies. Therefore, l'chein, afilu ameira detino kiro kilchaso, even if a young child would read this yud and this nun together and say, that's a tzadi, that's not a yud and a nun, irrelevant. Ein yochol l'sakno achakach, it's too late. You've already written a shalok kisidron. The fact that a young child read it correctly here is not of value because it didn't have the tzura of the letter. Shekivan sheinenu ro sheishlem tzuras osios acheru, since we ourselves know it looks like a yod and a nun. The fact that a young child will be able to say that's at the tzadi, we know that there's no connection there and it's a yod and a nun. And therefore, if you write additional letters afterwards and then you correct it, imkein kishim esaklem achakach, you're now writing the tzadi for the first time, and therefore it's shalok yisidron. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, well, then the same thing applies. This would be true even if it didn't look like a yud and it didn't look like a nun. It looked like two blobs over here of ink and it didn't look like two separate letters. But then you wrote other letters afterwards, but it doesn't look like a tzadi. Therefore, it's no good. And he gives an example. Could go in yud, shalawasa la regala yamini. He says, for example, if you have a yud where you didn't make the right leg of the yud, which is ma'akev, or you have an aleph, shechosa lo hayud ha'elyon. If you have the aleph that's missing the right-sided upper part above the diagonal line, it's missing that. Or v'chol ki agav, there any other example you could think of, ein yachol l'sakli machakach. If you wrote other letters afterwards, there's no way to correct it other than erasing all of them. And of course, as we pointed out, if you already had the Shem Hashem over there, you're not allowed to erase it, and it requires geniza. It must be hidden away, buried, etc. However, but there are certain requirements of the letters that still allow the letter to look like it's a recognizable letter, albeit not an acceptable one in halacha. So if you're missing the left little tag on letter yud, this, while it is requirement that it be there, and it's possible if you don't put it there, they know yod kiroi lefi dasro vaposkim, it's not considered a valid yud, as we'll learn in Simon Lamed Vav, when we learn the tzuras of all the osios, but it looks like a yud. Nobody's going to think that this isn't the letter yud. It's just not written properly. Therefore, dafilu kilo oketz shem yud ole. Even without this little oketz, it still is called a yud. And therefore, when you ultimately fix it to make it kosher, yochein yochol isakno ve'ein b'zeh mishum kilo kesidron. Somewhat paradoxically, this isn't called writing. It already is written. And now you're just fixing it, and that isn't the problem of shalok yisidron. And Dirshu footnote 159, he brings down, Rov poskim sovrim kiradas harabeinu tam, shaoketz esmoli ma'akev. And therefore, you do have to definitely put that little part of the left part of the yud in. Not like Shita of Rashi, who says that it's kosher even without it. So according to Rashi, clearly, you wrote the letter yud. But even according to Rabbeinu Tam and the poskim that hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, even though you technically have a posula yud over here, but it is a yud. And a posula yud also will make it that it's not a problem of shalok yisidron. In Sifkot and Kuf Yutes, he discusses if you have the ayin and you have the middle yud of the shin, so it looks like an ayin and a yud. So v'hu adin, the same thing would apply, mem pesucha, the mem which we said over here, shekasav v'chof and avav, b'li mishicha satag shirinei, and the same thing would apply with all of these letters that are made up of like two different strokes or two different letters, and it's missing the little connection between them. All of these, if they're not written in, so then it's a problem of shalok yisidron. In Sivkot and Kuf Chof, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ochesh Nei Zainin, if you have two Zayins that were not connected, so it's supposed to be a Ches, but it looks like two Zayins now, Afilu Imasa Chutra Agabeim, even you did have some sort of a hump, a little bit of a smidgig on top of them, Rakshay Nogim Zelazeh, but it's not touching one part of the Zayin to the other part of the Zayin, Lamala on the top, the Nikol Lehedja Predosin, and it's recognizable that they're separate, so it's two Zions and it's not a Ches. Harezu Hifsido Ikatsurasa, it's not called a Ches. And therefore, Shanira Kishne Zainim, it looks like two Zions. And if you wrote any letters afterwards, you can't just fill that in. That would be Shalok Yisidron. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, Vihu Adin, the same thing would apply. Shimloya Mikzas Yudin, Shal Ha'alfin, Vahashinin, Vahainin, Viragli Hatovim, Nogin Beguf Os. The same thing applies, he says, over here. If there are other letter yuds that make up part of an aleph, for example, or the shin, or an ayin that have like a yud inside all of these letters over here, or the regal of the tof, on the left side of the tof, when it goes from being vertical, it goes somewhat horizontal on the bottom left side. And if all of these situations, Nogin Beguf Os, they are connected to the letter, and the tinok, the lo chakim, the lo tipesh, and a young child, who we've talked about many times, is not brilliant, but is also capable of reading the letters, even though he may not know the context, is makiram, is able to recognize that this is that letter. Here in these situations, even though you wrote afterwards additional letters, here you can come back and go and make this a perfectly good, nice-looking letter because it already had the tzura of the os, as the Mechaber says, the kiva, the tzura, os, hoysa, nikeres, since it already did have the status of a letter, leko mishum, kisavon, shelo kisidron. It doesn't have a psul over here of writing it out of order. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Kufchalot Kuf Chof Aleph writes, the Yudin Shala Alfin, the top little right-hand part of the Yud, of the Aleph, that's on top of the diagonal, the Aleph, and he says, Uadinim Hoya Hefsek Be'eza Os B'em So, and the same thing would apply with any other letter that had the middle part of it not fully connected, but only partially connected. The Mishnah Berurah then continues in Sifkot and Kuch Chav Beis, and he writes, this young child that we're talking about, Pirush, he explains, Lochein afilu im pridoson nikro lehedra, even if this separation, where it's supposed to be fully connected, is only partially connected, but connected is recognizable. Dino take of miyad kishroson, you look at it and you see that it's not fully corrected, nevertheless, yochol esakram, it's not too late to still go and connect it, even after you've written other letters. Why? Dari lohivsid adayina os ikar tsurasa, because it still is recognizable as that letter. Midikara hatinok laos, because the young child read it, so it, by definition, is recognizable as that letter. And ken kasav agon Rabbi Kiva Eger b'chidushav, this is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva Eger, not like the prima gadim who is machmir on this. He then says, v'ayin vir halacha, there's a very long vir halacha over here that discusses many more of the details. Ayin sham. The Mishnah Berurah then concludes, Avolim ein predasa nikra lehedja achim istakoba, but if the separation is not recognizable until you really stare and look at it, ein tzarech laharos latino, then you don't even have to bother calling to a child. No, you should correct it, but you don't have to even have a child tell you that that letter is that letter, it has a tzur of that letter. Nevertheless, mikomakom, im eira shehero latinok v'lo karolos, but if you by incorrectly you did show it to a child, and then the child doesn't read it as the right os, then we do go be machmir over here. And the ein yochol esakein kemosh shekosav prima gadim. And you're not allowed to correct it over here because now would be a problem shelo kisidron. In Sif Katan 164 in the Dirshu, he does bring down that legabi hadin shel tzadi that we were talking about before, that it's a yud and a nun. In that situation, yesh bo hafrada ben hayud lenun, there you definitely should show in regards to the tzadi to a young child to make sure that he reads it as a tzadi and not as a yud and a nun. In Dirshu note 165, he brings down the bir halacha as well in the name of the Shiorik Knesset Agdola, sha'at b'makom shein tzarech laharos esos, in a situation where you don't have to show the young child the letter, mikol makom im haralo esos, if you did show it to him, v'lo korek adin, and he doesn't read it correctly, in general, harei ze psul, this is not acceptable, this is now a psul. In the Piskei Tshuvos, he brings down in Siman Lamed Beis, Sifkot and Memhei, that there are four categories over here for these damaged letters. Number one is Hefsek Dak, a small little interruption, Min Hadak, Sheino Nira Rak, Neged Hashemesh, O Bischuchis Megadelis, that you can only see a small little crack or a space in between the letters. You can only see either with light shining through it or with some sort of a magnifying glass. That's Koshel Divrei HaKol. Second category is Hefsek Dak, a small little interruption over there, Asher Eino Nira Lehedja Beria Regila, Eliachar His Boninus. You don't really see it on first glance, but if you really look, you'll be able to see that there's a separation. And in this situation, Kivan Shein Hefsek Niko Lehedja Mol Tikkun. Here you can correct it, it's not a problem Shlok Yisidron. However, if it does look like two separate letters, then Yesh Lipsol, the Ein Mol Tikkun. Then you can't do it because it's Shlok Yisidron. However, he does bring down that the Shita of Rekiva Eger and those that hold like him would be that you could make a tikkun over here. The third category is Hefsek Hanira Le'ayin Lehedja Af Adayin Tinok Makiru V'Kara Kahogan. This is something that is clearly recognizable even by the first glance at it, but a child would read it correctly. So according to the Prima Gaudim and those that hold like the Prima Gaudim, this is psul, and it's not good, and moil tikkun. It's shaloka sidron, and it's no good. However, again, Rabbi Akiva Eiger and those that hold like him would say, if it doesn't clearly look like two letters, and since the child read it this way, so he would say a tikkun would help over here. However, if it does look like two clear letters, then the tikkun doesn't help. And then finally, the fourth category is behefse gadol ma'od, ad asher nikra v'nira le'ein kol mirachok. Even if you can see this from far away, then it certainly is no good. Even if a young child were to read it correctly, it would not be correctable. This concludes today's shiur.